I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Saturday, four gunmen disguised as Iran's Revolutionary Guard opened fire on an Iranian military parade in Ahvaz. 25 people were killed and 60 injured, including civilians. This was the deadliest attack Iran has seen in over a decade. A few terrorist groups have claimed the attack, but we're not sure yet who's responsible. Mike Ansari with Mohabbat TV and Heart for Iran says,
all of us at Mohabbat TV also, we condemn any kind of a terrorist attack on civilians and the people of any country, any nation. We go back to the Gospels and we read that the message of Jesus has been all along one of peace and reconciliation. And we just pray that God's mercy would fall on the region and on the people, and there will be healing.
Would you join us in praying for the Iranian church to be a source of hope and encouragement to their neighbors at this time? And Scatter Global was born in 2016 as an operation mobilization initiative designed to stand on its own. This past weekend, Scatter Global won the Missio Nexus Accelerate Award for Innovation and Mission. Scatter Global's Jonathan Thiessen explains.
So Scatter Global was really set up to answer one question. Could we create an actionable pathway that would make it possible for every believer to take their God-given design, their unique skill set, and live that out, working in another part of the world and making disciples?
Scatter Global helps leaders find where they can use their unique gifts. Thiessen says this model also keeps churches engaged with missions. We've got the details on Scatter Global at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.